This evening in Washington, President Trump stepped out to the Rose Garden at the White House and made an announcement related to his push to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. You'll recall the Supreme Court blocked that move last month. The World's Monica Campbell joins me now. Monica, what did President Trump say and what struck you about his comments?
Well, he said he's not backing down from his quest to collect citizenship data from every person in the United States. And, you know, we heard him frame the question as very simple and that it shouldn't be controversial. Why is it difficult for somebody to say whether they're a citizen or not? He said, oh, gee. As if that is a question that anybody should be willing to answer. And what that doesn't grasp is how critical it is for a true census count that everybody be counted, whether they are not, whether they're a citizen or not, in order to gain full representation. And not everybody wants to offer that type of information in a census.
Well, here's Trump speaking earlier.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country. They must furnish all legally accessible records in their possession immediately.
Right. So that's his executive order to seek all this information through other sources. Trump blamed far left Democrats who fought him on this question, even though it was the Supreme Court that rejected the citizenship question last month. Remind us again, Monica, why did the Supreme Court rule against this plan?
Well, the administration argued that the citizenship question was needed to protect the voting rights of racial minorities. And the Supreme Court said that that wasn't reason enough, that it was contrived. And on the left, we heard that this was clearly a political question, that this was a question to cater to Republicans and Trump's base to try and divide the country between citizens and non-citizens. So that was the main argument from the left.
Obviously, this remains very important for President Trump and the White House. Why is the administration determined to do this?
It's a very powerful move. It could change how many people respond to the census. And some surveys are already finding that millions of people would stay away from the census if the citizen question was included. And if that's the case, that would change the count. And it would change federal funding for things like roads and schools. And very importantly, the number of congressional seats for certain parts of the country. I mean, ultimately, it would change how our democracy works.
Trump and the White House are going to try and get the information one way or the other, they say. So what is the main concern for immigrant communities when it comes to a citizenship question on the census or any of this information?
Well, one concern is that this could lead to fewer, if this question were to be included in the census, that it could lead to fewer resources in immigrant communities that are already generally undercounted in the census and under-resourced nationally. So it could gut voting power as well in heavily immigrant parts of the U.S. And already there's worries that all of this news is sowing confusion and that people will consider this census toxic, that it's going to be something to stay away from. We'll see how that plays out in reality. There's going to be a large grassroots campaign to make sure people fill out the census. But we'll see how that plays out, because this news has been very confusing. It's fear-mongering. And we'll see in the end how the count really goes.
The World's Monica Campbell, thanks very much for your time.
You're very welcome.